From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email your questions and answers to us. Anything at kera.org is the email address. And you can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I've got the Twitter up here. It is, it's the Friday before Thanksgiving. It's the 21st of November. And a couple of program notes. The show will be off next Friday for the day after Thanksgiving, while you're all eating leftovers and, Friday morning quarterbacking the Cowboys game, et cetera. And then the following Friday, December 5th, we're going to take the show on the road. We're going to go to the AT&T Performing Arts Center, and we'll set up in the vicinity of the StoryCorps mobile booth, which opened for business officially yesterday. And they are hard at work recording Dallas area folks' stories right now as we speak. And just so you know, some of those stories are going to be on the air on KERA on Wednesday afternoons during our 6:20 p.m. news block. So over the next few weeks, you'll hear some fresh StoryCorps material generated right here in Dallas. And then on Friday, December 5th, we hope you'll all come down to the AT&T Performing Arts Center right out there in front of the Winspear Opera House. We'll be doing the show live out in the sunlight, if the sun is shining that day. Right now, we're doing the show in the studio, and the phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org, or the Twitter. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. So Allie emailed us last week. I was a little late to get in on the show, but here we go. Allie in Dallas says, there's a new development on the corner of Old Denton and Carrollton Parkway in North Carrollton, and it's called The Ridge. Does anyone know if it's going to be residential or if it's commercial? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Also from the email, anything at kera.org, Caleb in Arlington emails and says, I'm an Iraq veteran whose computer crashed, and it had all my videos and pictures of Iraq on it. And I also had a lot of other family and friend pictures that went down with the computer. He says, I've already tried using one of those external hard drive kits to pull the info out, but it looks as if the hard drive itself may be damaged. My question is, does anyone know of a person or a company that can somehow get those pictures and videos off my hard drive so I can get some Army nostalgia back in my life? All help is appreciated. So Caleb in Arlington, we'll see if we get an answer for you this hour. Lines are open at 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Marsha writes, how can I get the agent for service for a small claims court action? She says it's a corporation based outside the state. I've called the Attorney General's office in Austin as well as the courthouse in Fort Worth to no avail. Does anyone know how to get the agent for service for a small claims court action? I'm not even sure what that is. So we'll see if somebody can help you, Marsha, this hour. 800-933-5372. Let's see. A question came in from email from Margarita, who wants to know, does anybody know why the parking meters at the courthouse downtown, and I'm assuming Dallas, why they start running at 9 a.m. and not 8 a.m.? I'll bet... I'm just going to take a stab at this one, which is always risky. And I'll bet it's because those are no parking between 7 and 9 a.m. because of rush hour. Because around the courthouse, those one-way streets are usually, you know, they're thoroughfares in and out of the city. So it's they may be those, you know, no parking from 7 to 9 and 4 to 6, 7 to 9 a.m., 4 to 6 p.m. But we'll see if somebody can definitively answer that at 800-933-5372. Let's go to the phones and start with Mark in Dallas. Hello, Mark.
Hi there. I am a data recovery specialist with over 5,000 recoveries under my belt, and I'd love to help the guy out with that's missing data.
Okay, great. Well, if we can get your info off the air, if you want to email us, we can also just connect you that way. If you can shoot us an email at anything at kera.org, we'll be happy to hook you up with Caleb.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Jonathan in Dallas. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi there.
I have an answer to Marsha's question about an agent for service of process.
Uh-huh.
What she should do is go to the Texas Secretary of State's website and search the name of the entity. And even if it's a foreign corporation, that is a non-Texas corporation, it should list the registered agent. That is, if they've complied with the regulations that require them to give that to the Secretary of State.
So what is that? What exactly does that? You'll have to help me out here. What exactly does that mean? The agent for service, is that someone who's required to process the payment or to make the payment, or what does that mean?
Well, each corporation that's registered in the state of Texas, whether a Texas corporation or another one, is supposed to file with the Secretary of State a registered agent, and that's exactly what that's for, is an agent to receive legal filings like service of process, things like that. And sometimes it could be just a service that does that. It could be an attorney, or it could be an officer of that corporation.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Stuart in Argyle, wondering if there are any picture framing classes available in the Metroplex. Does anybody have any idea where Stuart in Argyle can find picture framing classes? Call us at 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Bill calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Bill.
Hi. Hey there. Nice program.
Oh, thanks.
Like this. I just moved here from out of state, and I don't have much furniture. And I bought a townhome, and I'm interested in finding a place where I could get some nice, good, solid oak furniture used, if not new, like bookcases and and also maybe some leather couches. So I don't know where to go.
Sure, sure. Well, obviously, there's obviously going to be the Craigslist suggestion. We might even get, and we typically do get the suggestion for, and this is usually for people who are trying to give stuff away, freecycle.org. I think there's a pretty active group of folks in North Texas who use Freecycle.
Freecycle.org. Yeah, I'll have to try that.
Freecycle.org. We'll see if we get some suggestions for you. Where'd you move from?
Wisconsin.
Oh, well, welcome. I'm sure it's balmy by comparison for you here.
Yeah. Last year we had the Arctic vortex and we got down to minus 25. So any coldness you have here is, just a piece of cake. Just button my top button on my shirt. That's
right,
all.
Right. Great. Well, hey, Bill, thanks for calling. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see if we get
Thank
a suggestion
you.
For
Great
you.
Great program. Keep it up.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. From the answer stack, we had this question last week about where to get cases of Topo Chico with lime water. And we had the Fiesta, or maybe I even mentioned Fiesta, but Garrett says, try El Rancho Market, the northeast corner of Marsh and Walnut Hill. He says if El Rancho doesn't carry your Mexican food needs, you probably don't need them very badly. And I think there's one on Gaston as well, like Gaston and Peak area. So there's a suggestion for the, you might call and see if they have it. We had the question about which gas, does it matter which gas I use, which octane? And Harold and McKinney says, I used to work with someone that owned a convenience store, gas station, and he told me everyone gets their gas from the Dallas area Exxon gas terminal. And Harold says, the difference is in the detergent additive that's added when the truck delivers gas to the station. The additive is proprietary to whatever brand station the gas is coming from. He says cheap gas stations don't give the additive, and with long-term use, you might get buildups. He says if your car is rated to use regular grade, you don't get any benefit with using mid-grade or premium. And Cameron says the gas cap on your vehicle should indicate what type of fuel the manufacturer recommends for your car. However, most modern cars adjust timing of engine combustion to avoid engine knock or pinging, which can damage an engine and can occur with lower octane. He says if you drive a high-performance car, higher octane is usually required, but most cars run fine with 87 octane. He says unless you're driving a Ferrari, give 87 a shot. If it doesn't knock or ping, he says no problem. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Alan in Dallas. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Jeff. I was calling about the guy with the crashed computer hard drive.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a semi-geek with some really geeky friends. And one of my super geek friends had a had that same problem, and he was actually like a computer technician. And so when his home hard drive crashed and he lost all his pictures, his wife was about to kill him. So he did a bunch of research, and one of the things he found out was, depending on kind of the error, you can put these hard, take these hard drives out, put them in the freezer, and whatever it did, it enabled the machine to actually, or the hard drive, to run long enough where he was then able to copy the data off of the hard drive, and get it copied to a different drive. So he might try that.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. Well. Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right. And, you know, and as I will say, as our director of operations, Eric Bright, the greatness of Eric Bright, always says, it's not a question of if a hard drive will crash. It is just a question of when the hard drive will crash. And, you know, that's good advice. Just back stuff up. Let's see. Gary in Denton emailed us. This is about the question we had, speaking of hard drives and networks, et cetera. We had this question last week about using the wiring in your house to connect to the internet. And Gary says, your caller was right. Limited size networks using on-site power networks, homes, some commercial buildings that aren't too large, can easily harness these grids to create small, dedicated local area networks, LANs. But once they get past a certain size, like using the commercial grid itself as a network, efficiency dramatically drops due to the higher resistance represented by the grid itself. He says this was a problem that the researcher developed cable internet 20 years ago had to deal with and then solve, but the value of the electricity carried over telephone networks paled in comparison to what you find on the power grid. So to answer the question, it's conceivable for the grid to one day double as a communication network, but don't count on it anytime soon. He says the physics of our current technology just won't allow it. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to Mary calling from Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hi. I just had a thought for the guy who just moved to Dallas from Wisconsin and is looking for furniture.
Yeah.
To try Facebook yard sales. I live in Lakewood, and there is, I think it's Facebook Lakewood yard sale, but I know there's one in Highland Park and other neighborhoods as well, and they are just treasure troves of all kinds of things, and he might want to go onto those sites or see if there's one in his neighborhood, and then he wouldn't have to move the furniture very far.
That's right. If you can carry it back to the house, it's even better.
It sure is.
Great. Mary, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye. All right. Let's see. Line open at 800-933-5372. Twitter is up, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can send your questions and answers to me there, or you can email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. Chris, who is in Dallas, and according to his email signature block, knows a few things about this. He says, for the veteran needing data recovery services, it's important that he not experiment with the hard drive during this possibly fragile state. The more it's used, it could reduce the likelihood of a successful recovery. He says, let's get it checked in with a reputable recovery business. And that's a suggestion. And it looks like Chris works for Well Connected Life. So that is the reputable recovery business that he's referring to. So there are services out there. So call around and maybe not experiment. Maybe, you know, try freezing the one that doesn't have all the really important stuff on it, because that does sound interesting. Well, it's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. You can call us at 800-933-5372. If you can't get through, shoot us an email to anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be back with more questions and answers. Anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Just a reminder, next week is Thanksgiving already, and we'll be off the day after. Well, The show will be off. I won't be off, but the show will be off the day after Thanksgiving. And then the following week, we're going to be live from the AT&T Performing Arts Center. You may have heard that the StoryCorps mobile booth is set up down there. And by the way, the StoryCorps mobile booth reservations filled up pretty quickly this morning, but you can still get on the waiting list. So if you go to StoryCorps.org, or if you go to KERA.org, you'll see a link on the right-hand side that takes you to the information about StoryCorps. You can call and get on the waiting list. And, you know, some people do get in from the waiting list. So if you missed your chance to make your reservation to do the StoryCorps thing, you can still do it there. But we'll be down, you know, hanging out next to the StoryCorps booth on Friday, December the 5th. So we hope that you'll be able to come by and see us, and you can ask your questions and give your answers right there while we're live. Right now, we're taking your calls at 800-933-5372. And up next on the phone, we have Philip in Irving. Hello, Philip. Philip, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Where does one properly dispose of foam packing? Where do you recycle it?
Right, it's like styrofoam packing?
Yeah, it comes around televisions and stuff like that, or the bubbles and all that stuff.
Right, so the peanuts, the packing peanuts, you can usually take to like any kind of mailboxes or shipping store, and they'll put them in their, you know, their peanut hopper, and they'll be happy to use them because they don't want to buy any.
Yeah.
But the big chunky styrofoam, we'll see if we can get an answer for you on recycling that in the Irving area.
Okay.
I
appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Evelyn in Plano. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I have an answer for the guy who is looking for some used furniture.
Sure.
There is a great store called Court Furniture Rental. What they do is they rent out furniture to apartment complexes, and they also stage model homes and everything. And when the furniture comes back, then they sell it. So they have a really great selection. I've purchased about 3 or 4 things from there. And there's a great lady, her name is Kathy, in the Dallas showroom that's very helpful.
All right.
So I would really suggest Court Furniture. It's spelled C-O-R-T.
Great. Evelyn, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot.
800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Kelly in Colleyville. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. I found great resources at furniture consignment stores, and he can just Google furniture consignment. There's many, many in the Dallas area, and there's a really great chain called Furniture by Consignment, and that's B-U-Y. But they have several showrooms and a great selection of slightly, gently used furniture at great prices.
Great. Kelly, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And we have one more on this from the email, anything at KERA.org. Maggie says there's an awesome store in Richardson called the Benefit Store, and it donates its proceeds to charity, accepts donations from all different types of businesses and individuals. And Maggie says that she got some really awesome solid wood vintage pieces there a couple of years ago. Sometimes, she says, they only have industrial items. Other times, they have something more interesting. She says, I recommend stopping by and checking it out. It's on the southbound service road of 75, right before Beltline. And she says, kind of behind the ski equipment store. And it's hard to see if you don't know where it is. But it's there. It's there. It's called the Benefit Store in Richardson. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. And that's where we find John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hey, Jeff. Love you. Love the show.
Oh, thanks.
And yeah, I'm in the Benefit Store is a good place to go to as well. We had some out-of-town guests, mm-hmm. and we have like 4 children, and we wanted to go to a certain spot that's just opening, and they're only letting people use the arcade if they have golden tickets.
Hmm.
And I was wondering if anybody out there had golden tickets to, can I say the name of the place?
Yeah, what's the place?
The Lot. It used to be the White Rock Yacht Club.
Uh-huh. Huh. Okay. Well,
and, if they've got that to donate.
See if somebody knows. Yeah. Happy. All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows where to get it.
Well, they've given them all away to people like, and they would just have them. So I'm putting an ad on Craigslist for golden tickets to the Lot if somebody wants to get in touch with me that way, or I can give my information to you or whatever.
All right. Well, John, we'll get your information off the air, and then we'll see if we get a lead for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can send a tweet to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Frank, who says, the House GOP has filed a suit on the use of executive powers and on how the president's administration, President Obama's administration, has handled the Affordable Care Act. Who's footing the bill for the action? Is it the Republican Party, or is it taxpayers? That's a good question. Let's see. This is an email from Donna, who says, I live at Jim Miller and I-30 in Buckner Terrace, but everybody, including the news folks, call it Pleasant Grove. She says, I'm thinking it, Pleasant Grove, begins at Bruton and Buckner going south. Does anybody know where Pleasant Grove actually begins? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next, let's talk to Bill in Richardson. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, thank you.
Sure.
My question I asked about a year ago, but I never have heard any answers on it,
okay.
And it's because the question's rather weird, is I don't know if you remember, I was the guy who called. When you open a magazine and all those subscription things fall out on the floor,
right.
As I asked before, is if you get one of those cards and fill it out and send it in, the sort of barcode that it has at the bottom, is that telling the location that the card was sent from?
I don't remember your question, but that's no surprise. But it's a good question. It's a good question. And, you know, some magazines are actually custom produced based on the region that they're sent to. I know that National Geographic occasionally has different covers. Time and Newsweek have had different, you know, covers over the years for different
really?
Areas
well,
of the country.
That's interesting.
So it would stand to reason that they could, you know, they could shuffle in subscription cards that would say, okay, so this is the Southwest and we're getting a subscription card from, you know, the barcode has it, but I don't know. We'll see if somebody knows. It seems to me that they would still have to read your name and address to sign you up for the subscription.
Well, I think that the issue that I have with it is if somebody else fills it out with my name and address, then I end up getting these magazines, and you know how difficult it is to stop a magazine subscription.
That's a good point. So we'll see if somebody knows.
Magazines, I don't know if they're even able to trace what area of the United States is coming from.
Right. Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. Right. Can I get answers online?
You know, you have to listen to the show.
Okay, all right.
It's still sort of old-fashioned that way. Maybe we'll get an answer for you this week. Maybe somebody will call with the answer in a couple of weeks. But stay with us, and hopefully we'll get one for you.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Randall, who says, for the gentleman with the crashed hard drive, could also try booting his computer from any one of a number of Linux live images, Ubuntu, Fedora, etc. Randall says he can then try to access the hard drive's contents through the file manager. He says, I've seen this work many a time for failing hard drives with Windows installations that blue screen on boot. The boot process is very read intensive on the failing disk, and booting from a USB or a CD-ROM live environment spares the HDD that stress. Often valuable information can be pulled from the failing disk that would otherwise not boot Windows. So there's one more suggestion on that. Let's see, Jim emailed anything at kera.org and says there's a park in Fort Worth named Colette Park, C-O-L-L-E-T-T, a family name of ours. Jim asks, does anyone know who it's named after? He says, I checked the books on Fort Worth parks and it wasn't covered and I can't find anything online about it. Does anybody know who Colette Park in Fort Worth was named for? 800-933-5372. Up next is Frank in Irving. Hello, Frank.
Hi. I am looking for a machinist or machine shop in the DFW area that has a Swiss lathe. They're used for really high precision lathe work.
All right. Well, we'll see if you're trying to acquire one.
No, just some prototypes made.
Oh, you just want to have... Okay, so you're looking for a place that... Are you looking for someone who will actually do the work, or a place where you can go and use the machine yourself?
If I could use the machine, that'd be incredible, but somebody that would do the work.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Richard in Fort Worth. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I had a question. I recently was at a thrift shop and I found King Trumpet, and it has some minor dents. I'm a piano player, but mm-hmm. I've been wanting to pick up another instrument, and I looked online to see if anybody can repair it. I know they do repair brass instruments, but the closest thing I found was in Dallas, and I honestly don't feel like making that drive. So I was wondering if anybody here in Fort Worth
sure.
knew anybody that would fix brass instruments.
I would be shocked if there's not a brass instrument repair place in Fort. I played the trumpet in high school, and in high school marching band. And you know, there's when you're practicing and you crash into each other.
that's
not just a slapstick in the movies. That really does happen, and kids get their instruments dented all the time. I mean, and they're students. These are instruments that are being used on the field and are being carried to football games, et cetera, et cetera. I would be shocked if there wasn't someone in Fort Worth, maybe even nearby, that could do that for you. So we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Gabrielle, writing from unincorporated Tarrant County near Keller, says you can recycle chunky foam at Foam Fabricators in Keller on Pate Ore in Keller Parkway. She says they will recycle the big, chunky styrofoam from TVs, computers, etc. They have 2 drop-off bins at their facility. No food product containers allowed. Gabrielle says, great resource and good luck. And they're called Foam Fabricators in Keller. So save up your styrofoam, and when you're headed that way, or you're driving through there, take it and drop it off. Thanks for that. Steve tweeted, he says, I think I asked last year, can I be held liable if my annual holiday stew sickens my team? He says, it's hot and yummy. I think that Steve, and I do remember this, I think Steve is making food at home and bringing it to work. So we'll broaden the question beyond just Steve. If you have a potluck at work and somebody gets sick, who's liable? That's a good question. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Especially since today is the Thanksgiving lunch here at the station. You guys in the control room, did y'all get your Thanksgiving lunch? Feeling okay? Okay. They haven't. Oh, Stephen Becker says he has not yet made it down to the Thanksgiving food. Man, the clock is ticking down there on that. You know how it goes down there. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Corey in Flower Mound. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I love the show.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I'm calling with an answer for the gentleman who had the question about the business reply cards that are blown into magazines. I work in publishing.
Oh, yeah, they're blown in. That's right. That's the term. I said shuffled in, but they're blown in.
Right. Yeah. And they're not tracking back to any individual. The BRC or the cards, the codes that are on them are actually tracking the offer. So if he's getting a subscription offer or something else, it just tracks the issue that it goes into and what the offer is. He'd actually have to fill it out with his information. So no one else can act like they're him.
So what happens if somebody does fill out, if say you work in the business, so you're stuck with this question because I got you on the phone right now. But no, say somebody does fill out your name and address on a magazine subscription card and sends it in, but you didn't do it and you don't want the magazine and certainly don't want to pay for it. What happens?
Right. You know what? You would just call them. Probably get a bill and you would just call them and say, I did not fill this out. And then they would just drop it. It would just fall out of their circulation.
Okay. Okay. Well, Corey, thanks so much for calling.
Absolutely. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And Brandon just tweeted and says there's a father and son team, the Staleys, at Music and Arts in Hearst. And they do great brass repair work, says Brandon. So the Staleys at Music and Arts in Hearst. I guess Music and Arts is their business. So there's one lead on something that's closer than Dallas for our listener with the trumpet in Fort Worth. Let's see, 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this before we go to a break from Kelly in Fort Worth. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey there.
There is a place called Ridgely Music Company, and they also do some repairs on, which is in Fort Worth. It's over on Camp Bowie, or has been.
Yeah, we're getting sort of toward the end of high school football season, so I bet they're getting lots of band instruments in right now.
Yes, probably so, but they have done some that I know of.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
We also got an email at anything@kera.org. A couple of emails coming in on this. Mary says, Rivard Brothers, R-I-V-A-R-D, in Arlington, does brass instrument repair. She says, my kids were in high school band, and we always used their shop, and they're on Arkansas Lane in Pantego, Rivard Brothers. And we got an email from Allison in Dallas, who has another place in the Mid-Cities area. Houghton Horns in Keller, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, Houghton Horns in Keller. And they're online as well, houghtonhorns.com. So I think we may have that one solved for our new trumpet owner in Fort Worth. If you have a question or something we can help you solve, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Shoot us an email, anything@kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. A whole nother segment of your questions and answers coming up in about 2.5 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. And I've got the Twitter up at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Just a reminder, it is Thanksgiving next week. So don't forget to call your mom or go see her. But also, we won't be on the air on Friday. We're going to have some specials for you around the holiday next week. And the following week, December 5th, we're planning to broadcast live from the AT&T Performing Arts Center. If the weather's good, we'll be on the plaza there in Salmons Park, right across from or in the vicinity of the StoryCorps mobile booth, which is here through December 20th. If the weather's not good, we may be inside the little the Pearl Cup sort of coffee shop ticketing area there at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. But we'll be there live on Friday, December 5th. We haven't done a live remote of this show before, so looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you out there, and hopefully you'll be able to join us there. But this hour, you can join us on the phones at 800-933-5372. And so far this week, our patient caller award winner is Sarah in Irving. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. I'm calling to know if there is any way to stop phone call tracking and computer tracking, if there is any organization that helps for that, or if there is any way to stop it.
You want to stop like the geographical tracking of your cell phone?
Yeah, like phone call tracking or computer tracking, like spyware.
Right. Well, I think, you know, there's a couple of things, and someone is certainly listening and maybe emailing us or calling right now that is better qualified to answer this question. But you can turn off location services on some smartphones. So, in other words, you know, your photos and things like that don't get tagged with the location or with the latitude and longitude of wherever you did it. But just by nature of the cell phone system, from what I understand, you know, the triangulation among cell phone towers is something that I think it happens automatically, and that's how your cell phone works. Wherever the strongest signal is, it communicates with that cell phone tower, and then it gets passed off to the next one if you're driving. Or and again, there's somebody that's much more qualified to answer this, but I'm not sure you can not have the location of your cell phone tracked because that's just part of the nature of the system. But we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
A better answer.
Another question. What about the computer?
Oh, on computers. Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Okay,
all right, thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Beth in Sherman. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
Hey there.
I had an answer for the man asking about a lathe.
Yeah.
There's a club in Addison called the Dallas Makers Club, and it's $50 a month. However, you get an abundance of tools to work with, not just lathes, but I know they have a few.
Very good. Beth, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And I think he mentioned specifically, I think, a Swiss lathe. And again, I'm not completely up on the terminology, but Dallas Makerspace also is online. That might be a place to investigate, at least, to see if they have the gear you're looking for. Let's get an answer on this also from Audrey in Southlake. Hello, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I have an answer for the machine shop question.
Yeah.
A couple places that he can actually contact. The first is going to be Mountain View College in Dallas. They have a welding shop there and a machine shop. Bill J. Priest, which is located downtown Dallas. They also have a welding and machine shop. Eastfield College in Mesquite, Texas. They also have a welding and machine shop. He's probably going to be able to get some of the students to do the work for him, and most likely they'll take it as a project and do it for free. Or the community college is probably going to be the most cost-effective way to go about that.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to Kathy in Allen. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was just calling because I heard on the radio somebody saying they went to recycle styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to add to that styrofoam, you can take your chunks of styrofoam to any UPS store, and they will gladly take them.
Now, will they take the big, like, stuff that your television and computer comes wrapped in?
They'll take anything. Styrofoam, they'll take the pellets, the peanuts, the big ones like you're talking about. They'll take it all.
All right, well, great.
They'll even take boxes if they're in good shape.
Great. Kathy, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. This is from Pat, who says, that park in Fort Worth, it's pronounced Call-et. Named after a city manager of Fort Worth during the 1950s. So there's at least a lead for our listener wondering about the origin of that park name. Tim says, on your listener with the hard drive, I would advise him not to use the hard drive at all, as he's already on borrowed time, and continued use could complicate a successful recovery. Tim says, I recommend Drive Savers. He says they saved me several years ago, and they're online at Drive Savers Data Recovery, all one word, drivesaversdatarecovery.com. Let's see. We got a question from Audrey wondering, where can I get training or a class on building and maintaining a saltwater aquarium? Does anybody know? And I guess anywhere, maybe in the North Texas area, Audrey's looking for saltwater aquarium classes. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Lawrence in Carrollton. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello. I have a question, just a kind of inquiry. Back in the 70s, there used to be a telephone number that everyone would call for time and temperature. And by the same token, there was this other number where, this is not a prank, I'm telling the truth,
you would call it and there would be a clock ticking. And that would be all that it was, except for when it reached midnight and then there would be a woman's scream. And I just wonder if anyone knows its origin or where it went or anything.
Well, I haven't heard of that one, so we'll see if somebody. I think the phone number for time and temperature is still out there. But we'll see if somebody knows about the clock ticking woman screaming phone number. I haven't heard that before.
At midnight. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody remembers.
Thanks.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Keno in Tyler. Hello, Keno.
Well, how you doing, John?
Doing well.
My mother had a cochlear implant done about a year and a half ago, and I'm still unable to call her because she lives way in the northern part of Michigan. And what I was wondering, is there a cell phone, because that's what she has is a mobile phone, device or attachment or a good mobile phone out there that will adapt to her cochlear implant so that I can have a conversation with her instead of texting all the time?
Right. Okay. That's a great question. I would be surprised if there wasn't some kind of, application or something that can interface with the implant, but we'll see if somebody knows.
Okay. And what would I do? Go to your website to get the answer?
Well, actually, we'll just keep listening and we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Actually, he might want to, and I'm hoping he's not there anymore, but I hope he's still listening. You might want to contact the folks over at UTD's Callier Center, Callier. They deal with all kinds of hearing impaired challenges, and that might be a resource. They may be able to point you in the right direction. I know we've had those folks in before for interviews, so that's one lead. We'll see if we get some others for Keno today, and if not today, in our next show in a couple of weeks. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Ed in Dallas. Hello, Ed.
Hi. It sounds like somebody already answered the question about the park over in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I could add to that is that I think there's a very good book written on Fort Worth parks by Susan Klein. It's Historic Parks and Landscapes in Fort Worth. So they might look at that as well. And I think you can get it at the either the Dallas or Fort Worth AI, offices, depending on where they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Patrick in Southlake. Hello, Patrick.
Hey. Listen, I had an answer for the young lady who was curious about whether or not she could turn off a locator on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
There are two reasons. Number one, they're built into the phone specifically for the purpose of being able to locate the phones if you lose them. Now, I use one for work, and I use one for personal use. The one for work belongs to the company that I work for. They have it locked, so that way we can't turn off the locator so they can tell where we are, keep track of it.
Right.
So if they have the code to the phone, they can lock it and the locator will always be on. However, if indeed the phone does belong to her, she simply needs to go into the privacy settings and she can turn off the locator, option under the pinpoint of your GPS, depending on whether that's the, iPhone or like an LG or one of those phones like that. So
all right.
it's in the privacy settings, location access.
Great. Patrick, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372, we have John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, it's going
I enjoy
right.
the show.
Thanks.
Yes, I was seeing if any of your listeners have any do-it-yourself project. I'm working on a project, and there was in a closet, and there was a lot of rat feces in there, and I was able to vacuum that up and out, but I still, just the smell is still... It still reeks of the smell. I don't know if there's anything
like an ammonia, like a real strong ammonia smell, probably.
Right, yeah. Right. So something to get rid of that. I want to just cover it up. I really just want to tackle it and take care of it.
Right, you want to remove it, not just cover it. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, yeah, we'll see if we get an answer for you. It's the clock is ticking here on today's show, but we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Right. And speaking of running out of time to get an answer, this is a great question from Sherry in Southlake. Hey, Sherry.
Oh, hi. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Sure. I just was wondering, we have no family coming for Thanksgiving this year, and I got to thinking I'd rather go somewhere and serve Thanksgiving dinner to someplace that might be offering it to people. And I was wondering if anybody had some suggestions where I could bring my daughter, who's 11, and my husband and myself.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. And if we just have a few minutes left in the show, so if we don't get them on the air, then if we get some via email or Twitter, I'll make sure and tweet those out this afternoon.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. So if you know where Sherry can take her family to volunteer to serve Thanksgiving dinner, send us an email. Anything at kera.org. And Jason emailed us, who says, I have leftover partial containers of paint and wanted to know if there's a place I can donate them. I think you can take those to the Habitat for Humanity Restore, or you might call them first and see if they'll take used paint, but I think they will. You can recycle it at your county's home hazardous chemical collection facility, if you call 311, or if you go online to the City of Dallas site, you can find the information on that, or whatever city you're in. And then on location devices, let's see, Chris emailed us and says you can disable your location services on your phone, and it is in settings, privacy, and turn location services to off. Of course, he says this disables your map and other features that need to know your location. He also says hearing aid manufacturers make a Bluetooth device that goes between smartphones and such devices without wires. So there might be a phone interface for the cochlear implant that's been manufactured by a hearing aid manufacturer. Let's talk next, 800-933-5372. Really quickly, we have time for a very quick answer from Maddie in Dallas. Hey, Maddie.
Hey. The guy that was calling about the he said you would call time and temperature and you got like the clock ticking sound and then a scream.
Yeah.
I remember that too, so he's not crazy. but it was different than time and temperature. I don't remember the number, but it was kind of like a little practical joke that we all did when we were kids. You would like tell this spooky story and then you would call this number and you would hear it.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get more on that after the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then I actually, for the lady that's looking for ways to serve at Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Really
quickly.
She could try Soupmobile.
Very good.
And their website's soupmobile.org.
Maddie, thanks so much for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right. Well, it is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, and Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can find absolutely for free at kera.org/anything. Last 10 hours of show are there to listen to or download. And, of course, email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter as well, as I mentioned earlier. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I want to thank everybody for listening and for writing and calling in. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving holiday, a very safe and healthy holiday. And don't forget, we'll be live at the AT&T Performing Arts Center on Friday, the 5th of December, broadcasting from noon to 1 there. So we hope to see you there, and have a great holiday.